Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh. If you'd like a Tanakh, a Hebrew Bible, in English, give me a call at 312-925-9887, and I'll send you one for free. To support the ministry work and the distribution of the Bibles are these businesses, so please shop with them. If you'd like to make a donation, just shop with the businesses. It's for something you need or part broke off your car, something like that. So you're helping us out and you're getting something you need. The first one is for if you're looking for cooking, food, health, fitness, language, parenting, self-help, sports, business, e-business, e-marketing, go to productadvertisements2014.com. They have a lot of products there. That again is productadvertisements2014.com. Or if you need auto body parts or supplies or mechanical parts for your vehicles, models 1900 to 2014, go to partsautomotive.biz. Also, I have a new album out called Dark Glow in My Heart. It's a spiritually uplifting album. You can purchase at songcastmusic.com/profiles/Roderick White. Again, that is songcastmusic.com/profiles/Roderick White. All right, let me begin the lesson. We're in the book of Bereshith or Genesis. We're at Bereshith chapter 5, and it goes to say, here's the genealogy of Adam. On the day that God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. He created them male and female. He blessed them and called them Adam, humankind, man, on the day they were created. After Adam lived 130 years, he fathered a son like himself and named him Sheth. After Sheth was born, Adam lived another 800 years and had both sons and daughters. In all, Adam lived 930 years and then he died. Seth lived 105 years and fathered Enosh. After Enosh was born, Seth lived another 807 years and had sons and daughters. In all, Seth lived 912 years, then he died. Enosh lived 90 years and fathered Kenan. After Kenan was born, Enosh lived another 815 years and had sons and daughters. In all, Enosh lived 905 years, then he died. Kenan lived 70 years and fathered Mehulalel. After Mehulalel was born, Kenan lived another 840 years, had sons and daughters. In all, Kenan lived 910 years, then he died. Mehulalel lived 65 years and fathered Yerad. After Yerad was born, Mehulalel lived another 830 years and had sons and daughters. In all, Mehulalel lived 895 years, and then he died. Yerad lived 162 years and fathered Hanok. After Hanok was born, Yerad lived 800 years and had sons and daughters. In all, Yerad lived 962 years, then he died. So we see here, Yerad lived longer than Adam. Hanok lived 65 years and fathered Methuselah. After Methuselah was born, Hanok walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. In all, Hanok lived 365 years. Hanok walked with God, and then he was there because God took him. So we see here, God picked up Hanok and took him to the heavens. Methuselah lived 187 years and fathered Lamech. After Lamech was born, Methuselah lived 782 years and had sons and daughters. And all Methuselah lived 969 years, then he died. Lamech lived 182 years and fathered a son, whom he called Noah, restful he, for he said, "This one will comfort us in our labor and our heart in the hard work we do with our hands to get what comes from the ground that Adonai cursed." After Noah was born, Lamech lived 595 years, had sons and daughters. In all, Lamech lived 777 years, then he died. Noah was 500 years old, and Noah fathered Shem, Ham, and Japheth. In time when men began to multiply on earth and daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were attractive, and they took wives. For themselves, whoever they chose. Adonai said, "My spirit will not live in human beings forever, for they too are flesh. Therefore, their lifespan is to be 120 years. The Nephilim, or the Nephilim, were on the earth in those days, and also afterward when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. These were ancient heroes, men of renown. Adonai saw that the people on the earth were very wicked, that all the imaginings of their hearts were always evil only. Adonai regretted that he had made humankind on the earth. It grieved his heart. Adonai said, I will wipe out humankind whom I have created, for the whole earth, and not only human beings, but animals, creeping things, birds in the air, for I regret that I have ever made them. But Noah found grace in the sight of Adonai." Here's the history of Noah. In his generation, Noah was a righteous man and wholehearted. Noah walked with God. Noah fathered three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth was corrupt before God. The earth was filled with violence. God saw the earth, and yes, it was corrupt, for all living beings had corrupted their ways on the earth. God said to Noah, "The end of all living beings has come before me, for because of them the earth is filled with violence. I will destroy them along with the earth. Make yourself an ark or gopher wood. You are to make the ark with rooms and cover it with pitch both outside and inside. Here's how you are to build it. The length of the ark is to be 450 feet. Its width 75 feet, and its height 45 feet. You are to make an opening for daylight in the ark, 18 inches below its roof. Put a door in its side and build it with lower, second, and third decks. Then I myself will bring the flood of the water over the earth to destroy from under heaven every living thing that breathes. Everything on earth will be destroyed, but I will establish my covenant with you. You will come into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons, wives with you. From everything living, from each kind of living being, you are to bring two into the ark. To keep them alive with you, they are to be male and female. Of each kind of bird, each kind of livestock, each kind of animal creeping on the ground, two are to come to you, so that they can be kept alive. And take from all kinds of food that are eaten, and collect it for yourself. It is to be food for you and for them. This is what Noah did. He did all that God ordered him to do." So this is Noah showing obedience and doing as the Creator told him to do, good, and preserving his life as well as the life of those passengers on board the ark. So when we see we do what the Creator tells us to do, we persevere and are successful. All right, now going to the language part, the vocabulary part. Remember, you can go to Good House 1968 and get the spelling of these words. That is goodhouse1968.net. Arkkar, it means for as much from hereafter hinder. Arkkar, it means after. Arkkar, it means next, other. Arkkar, it means Arkkar, as in Israel, a her. Arkkarar, one. It means last, ladder, rearward. Arkaret means brother. Arkarkel, it means behind. Arkari, it means other. Arkarain, it means last, at last. Arkareth, it means time, hinder, utter, remnant, residue, reward. Akarith, it means later. Akaram, Okaram, it means other. Okaranith, it means backwards. Akaranith, it means backwards. Akash Darpan, it means satrap, governor of a main province. Akash Darpan. Akash Vayrush. Akash Vayrush, it means rather the name of Persian king, Ahasuerush. Akashtari, it means designation. Ashtarite, Achashtarite. Akashtaram, it means a mule or camel. It means to move softly. Artard, to pierce, make fast. Aton, twist it, tapestry, fine linen. All right, those are my words for today, and I'm going to say a prayer for you. If you need a Bible again, you can holler at me at 312-925-9887. And remember, you guys, we want to congregate here at least twice a week, so be on the lookout. Lessons are from Monday through Friday. Good, I petition you that you open the hearts of the brothers and sisters and strengthen them up. Open their eyes and guide them that they do not fall for deceptive spirits, spirits that would mislead them and take them on a journey to the wrong path, the wrong way. I pray that you direct their footsteps as well as minds and keep our eyes open for all snares and traps. I pray that you watch over and guide us and protect us and provide sustenance for us. Give us the love and purity in our heart that we need to make it on a day-to-day basis, to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. I pray this in the name of Yeshua. Amen.